What if I was wrong all these years? For years, I have preached on the temptation of Jesus that comes every first Sunday of Lent. But this year I discovered something different. That one word can make a huge difference in a sentence. It doesn't even have to be a big word. For years, I have read the gospel lesson, this particular gospel lesson, and have preached about Jesus being tested by Satan. The three temptations all have a basic formula. If you are the Son of God, then do this. However, many Greek scholars, smarter than myself, say that the sentence should read, since you are the Son of God, then. Now you might be saying, Alex, it really, doesn't make a big deal. It's just one word in a sentence. But there's a huge difference between if and since. You see, since means that we already know and accept that Jesus is the Son of God. What is at issue is not whether Jesus is really God's Son, because even the devil is willing to concede that. The temptation, this story, has to do with how God's Son should act, how he should use his power. Even Satan recognizes that the Son of God has power. But this Satan, this tempter, this devil, who is Satan? Now I realize that it is tempting to want to personify Satan as a being, for then Satan can become for us a scapegoat. The more challenging thing I would say for the followers of Jesus is to believe, is to confront that there are many Satans in our life. There are many things that go against the will of God. And all these temptations that tempt Jesus have a root, and that is to take the easy way out and not to live until we truly are as God's beloved children. You may remember this scene that follows baptism. Our lectionary gets a little bit mixed up here, but if you remember back to the beginning of January, in baptism, Jesus was claimed as God's beloved, with whom God is well pleased. The heavens declare that Jesus is God's beloved. And then that same Spirit then leads him out into the desert to be tempted. What do we do with this passage? Perhaps we need to take this passage more seriously and less literally. Perhaps this story is to illustrate something wider. By taking this story as an actual biographical account, we may lose some of the deeper meanings. So, if Satan is not a personified scapegoat on which we can blame all the woes of our society, and it is not a test of Jesus' divinity, then what exactly is going on in this passage? It could be that this event is not a one-time event to be examined and then filed away, like, got those temptations out of the way. I suspect these temptations, the temptation of pride, power, possessions, were constantly tempting Jesus. After all, they're constantly tempting me. I have to wrestle with the same temptations, not to give in to pride, power, and possessions, not to take the easy way out. It all really comes down to one word, if or since. And our journey of faith is moving from if to since. If we believe Jesus is the Son of God, then what follows will always be conditions. If he is Son of God, then our prayer life can easily fall victim to pride, power, and possession. We will always covet what we think we don't have, or what we are not sure that we have. Not if I'm a beloved child of God, but since I'm a beloved child of God. It took Jesus' disciples years to figure out to move from if to since. To follow Jesus doesn't mean that you will never be tempted away to take the easy way out and to fall victim to the seduction of pride, power, and possession. But this season of Lent, this season of self-examination, of prayer and fasting, I invite you to take on something or to get rid of something. I invite you to think of this Lent in a framework of moving from if to sense. Not if I am a beloved child of God, but since I am a beloved child of God. For in our baptism, just like the baptism of Jesus, God proclaims to us that we are beloved children of God. So, this Lent, if you need to get rid of things that you see, or stop doing things that you are doing that get in the way of you seeing that you are a beloved child of God, then I invite you to do so. If there are things you need to start doing to fully recognize that you are a beloved child of God, then start doing them. One word can make all the difference in the way that we see the world. Since we are the children of God, this Lent, let's start acting like it.